How much are each of your users worth to you? Interesting question, isn't it? And one that really you should have an answer to. Now, obviously, if you're running an e-commerce site, that is definitely something you should know. What's the average order basket that a user places over a user's lifetime? How much will they spend on your site? If you don't know these kinds of things, you can't run a successful e-commerce site. You really do need that to be able to establish how much you can afford to spend on marketing. What's your profit per user? How much of that profit can be redirected to things like Google AdSense and that kind of stuff? If you're not an e-commerce site, I would argue that that kind of information is still really important. You certainly need to know how much each user is costing you. This is something that many UK government websites recently fell afoul of because they were closed down because somebody did a calculation of how much it was costing per user, and those were astronomical figures. Now, admittedly, I think the figures that were being thrown around by our government were a little bit misleading because I think they included a lot of the upfront development cost. But you certainly need a figure in your head of how much it's costing on an ongoing basis to support those users. When somebody asks for a new piece of functionality, you know, how many users is that going to support? How many people is it going to help? And how much is that new piece of functionality going to cost per user that benefits from it? Putting things in financial terms makes an enormous difference and helps to resolve a lot of questions about what you should be building and why you should be building it. So spend a little bit of time to work out how much it costs to support the users that you have and how much money you make back from them. It's the kind of figure that you need to know.